ओम नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्ध ज्ञानैक्यमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पा धृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहं। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परा। श्रद्धावान् लभते ज्ञानं तत्परसंयतेन्द्रियः ज्ञानं लब्ध्वा परां शान्तिम् अचिरेणाधिगच्छति। इन् दिस् श्लोक भगवान् सेस् श्रद्धावान् ज्ञानं लभते। ए मैन् हू हेस् श्रद्धा गेन्स् आत्मज्ञानम्। In the last class, we were analyzing the meaning of the word Shraddha. Shraddha is generally translated in English as faith or belief. But the translation is not a proper translation. Shraddha means the knowledge born out of an understanding and analysis about how the sources of knowledge work, how pramanams are working. Shraddha means a knowledge that the pratyaksha pramanam, eyes, ears, tongue, primary sources of knowledge, how they work. That understanding is called a Shraddha. And we ended the class. All these five senses or sense organs are working only in finite field. Humanity cannot be satisfied with knowledge about only finite fields. Humanity cannot be satisfied with speculations, inferences, assumptions. So there is a necessity for humanity to understand the perceiver, the subject of all experiences. So we ask a question: are you interested in knowing the consciousness? Is there anything called consciousness at all? First question. And if it is there, what is the nature of that consciousness? Is it finite or infinite? And are you interested in knowing that consciousness? So if people say that we are not interested in knowing the consciousness, because with consciousness I am not going to transact at all, there is no benefit, I am totally satisfied transacting with objects and materials, I don't need to bother about consciousness or something, one group says. Another group says, there is no consciousness at all, independent of the matter. What you call life or consciousness is nothing but a product of the matter, a product of nerve current. Scientists say that. One group says, I am not interested. What is that group? Atheist group or agnostics we call. Another group says, there is nothing called a consciousness at all. How can you hope to have something called consciousness or infinite? If that is the answer for our question, then we say, Dirghayushman Bhava. Be happy with your limited things in life. Be happy with your house, your bank balance, with your wife and children, with people and society. If possible, be happy. If possible, we put that if. Because we know human mind can never satisfy with limited things. Because the very mind is governed by infinite consciousness. So as long as you get it as your own real nature, you cannot stop anywhere your journey. What next, what next, what next is the question will be there. As long as you don't have money, what next question, if you ask, money is the answer. When you get money, then you ask the question, what next? People, marriage, like that, children, like that, answer will come. So after gaining that also, then the question will come, what next? He will answer, in your own way only you can answer, whatever you know, that much only you can answer. Name, fame, power, position, so all of them have come to you. Then also, what next question will not stop. You will ask, what next? Then your mind will say, what next? Heaven. Answer is heaven. So work for heaven. How to work for heaven? Spend all your money in dana, in charity. So you will get lot of punya. That currency will work there. Your here local currency, Indian currency or dollar currency will not work there. So you have to take that type of currency there. What is that currency? Punya. So you go there. After going there also you will ask, what next? Because after going there, you will find that you are going to be an ordinary visiting citizen of green card holder of heaven. With currency you have gone there, as long as currency is there, you will be allowed to be there. And afterwards, Kshine Punye Martya Lokam Vishanti. During there also, during the stay in the heaven also, you will have a question, what next? Because in front of you, Indra is sitting more glorious than you. I am not telling, all these things are told by Shastra. There is a gradation in any community, whether it is human community or animal community or Deva's community. So there will be gradation. As long as gradation is there, your question called what next will not stop. So life experiences will teach you the necessity of knowing the infinite, the necessity of knowing yourself, the necessity of knowing the subject called consciousness. If any fortunate mind says, yes, I am interested in knowing that infinite, is there any source of knowledge which can tell something about infinite? I want to know that infinite consciousness. I want to know whether there is anything called infinite at all, free from all limitations, space, time and causality. Then our rishis, our Vedic culture says, there is a pramanam, source of knowledge, as a primary source of knowledge, and that pramanam is Veda. Veda is the primary source of knowledge through which you can know the infinite. Having access to Veda is like having access to sixth sense organ. And that sixth sense organ called Veda is specially designed to infinite only. Then the question comes, how can a book, combination of words called Veda, can be primary source of knowledge? Primary source of knowledge, I think you remember. What is the primary source of knowledge so far we saw? Our sense organs. How can Veda be the primary source of knowledge? No book can be primary source of knowledge. Somebody writes a book about Kailash Manasarovar. Can he call it an absolute information? From that book, however much you study, 100 times you study, you buy God, the information given about Kailash Manasarovar is certainly lesser than the information which you are going to get by seeing. Correct? So Veda also is like that only, book only. So how can you say that it is primary source of knowledge? So Rishi say, it is not like a Kailash Manasarovar book. Veda has that special status as primary source of knowledge. How can you assert this? Then Rishis ask, by what criteria you have decided these five sense organs as primary source of knowledge? What criteria? What are the three criteria? We saw in the last class. Anadigatam, abaditam, arthavat. That primary source of knowledge, primary pramanam, should give some unique knowledge, and that knowledge cannot be negated by another primary source or secondary source, and that knowledge should be useful. The knowledge which is given by the Veda is the most unique one. It talks about infinitude. It talks about consciousness. No sense organ can talk about consciousness. Anywhere we see consciousness? In bazaar or room or anywhere? If you see, then you have to approach the ophthalmologist. Eye doctor you have to go. Understand? Some cataract problem may be there. Some other problem may be there. So no sense organ can show the consciousness. No sense organ has the access to infinite. So Veda functions in a special unique field called infinite. And the knowledge revealed by the Veda cannot be negated by five sense organs. What is that knowledge revealed by Veda? There are two types of knowledge revealed by the Veda: relative knowledge and absolute knowledge. Relative knowledge, it says, na vittena tarpaniyaha manushyaha. Money can never satisfy human mind. This is the biggest assertion. Na vittena tarpaniyaha manushyaha. However much you are wealthy, you can never hope to be satisfied. Can sense organ contradict this? Can any sense organ say, no, rich man can be satisfied? Can any sense organ can prove? No, sense organ will say, yes, whatever, Veda, hey rishis, whatever you told is correct. Now also we see, Anil Ambani is fighting for one small house with his own brother. Correct? Na tarpaniyaha manushyaha. You go and ask any rich man, are you satisfied? Are you free from worries? He'll tell, your worries are thousands in thousands, my worries are in thousand crores, millions. Understand? So it cannot negate. Jan jatasya mrityuhu. Anything which has arrived, which has a beginning, has an end, Veda says. Can any sense organ negate? Can any sense organ contradict? Can mind contradict? Can our experiences contradict this assertion, this revelation? No, it is not possible. And absolutely it says, you are infinite. What is that absolute revelation? You are infinite. Tad tvam asi. Any sense organ can contradict? No sense organ can contradict. When you say, how can I be infinite? I am 5 feet 6 inches only. Then Veda says, hey, you are talking about your body. I am not talking about your body is infinite. I am talking about you. You are infinite. Then you get confused. What? Am I different from body? Yes, you are different from body, certainly. How can you prove that? Do you see the dog? Yes, I see the dog. Are you different from the dog or one with the dog? You will immediately say, no, I am different from dog. Whatever I see, I am different from that. Then you ask the same question. Do I see the body? You will say, yes, it is stout, it is black, it is short. Something you will tell. Therefore only the seer is different from the seen. Therefore you are not body. I am not talking about your body as infinite. I am talking about you as infinite. No sense organ can contradict or verify. Therefore the knowledge is very unique. The field wherein Veda works is unique. The knowledge revealed by the Veda is also unique, and it is a useful knowledge. It's not a theory. It's not armchair philosophy. The philosophy, Western philosophy, is called armchair philosophy. You get lot of money and you don't have sleep, or you might have eaten some nice things, so you don't get sleep. So where, what do you do? You sit in an armchair and just think something. It's not like that. It is full of data. You can verify. And it is a useful knowledge. Once you understand that you are not body, once you understand that you are infinite, all the problems centered on the body goes away from you. And you say, asangoham, asangoham, asangoham. keeping body is asangaha. I don't have body at all. Keeping the body. So it is very, very useful knowledge, and it solves the entire human suffering, because all suffering is because of this body only. How you prove this? In sleep, daily you have all these experiences, they are not new. Only you are not knowing, that's all. You are not verifying it. How you prove that absence of body is equal to happiness? Or knowledge of absence of body is equal to happiness? How you prove? Sleep. Do you remember that you have a body in sleep? You don't remember. Just absence of knowledge that you have body. I have body is a knowledge. And if that knowledge is absent, whatever happens to the body doesn't bother about you. You say, I slept well, I was happy, and next day you prepare for sleeping. Understand? So it is a useful knowledge. Thus, Veda is fulfilling all the three criteria which the primary source of knowledge called sense organ fulfill. What they do? They work in a special field, they reveal a special knowledge, that knowledge is useful. So therefore, Veda is called Upajivya Pramanam, primary Pramanam. Humanity has a liberty to use it or not to use it. Any Pramanam, you can use it or not to use it. Nature has given you 5 sense organs. And Vedic tradition says nature has given you 6 sense organs. But 5 sense organs you are able to naturally use it from your childhood onwards. But 6th one, somebody has to say, hey, that also is there, please use it. Veda also is there, please use it. So humanity has the liberty to make use of it or not. If modern society says that we are not interested in using it, using Veda, we are not interested in knowing the nature of the consciousness, we are not interested in knowing the nature of the subject, the I, Vedic culture sympathizes with the modern society. Ayo papa. It is telling like, I don't use eyes. I am not interested in using the eyes. Suppose if anybody says, what will do? Parent will take the child to the mental hospital. Correct? If you say to your spouse, tomorrow onwards, I have made a grand decision. What? She will ask, I don't use my sense organs. Suppose if we say, what they do? Family members. They'll take you to mental hospital. Ayo papa, up to yesterday this man was alright. Suddenly he is telling like this. Similarly, Vedic society, Vedic culture, sadhus, we sympathize with the modern society when it refuses to use the Veda as Pramana. Telling that I don't want to use my sense organ means I don't want any knowledge of the world. If I stop using one sense organ called eyes, entire Rupa Prapancha is gone for me. If I am not given, I have no option. But after getting also, after having that, if I don't use, what should I be called? Shastra calls idiot. You are an idiot. Don't be an idiot like Gandhari. Dhritarashtra is an object of sympathy. Why? Because he is blind by nature. Everybody sympathized with him. Because of that only he lost even that emperorhood. He was not at all accepted as a emperor. He was a caretaker. The Rajya, the king, was the caretaker king. Pandu only was crowned as the king. So he lost that kingship because of this absence of one pramana, eyes. And Mahabharata teaches this teaching only. It's one of the most important teaching of Mahabharata. What is that? Use pramanam, gain knowledge, be happy. If it is given to you 5 pramanam, use 5. If it is 6, use 6. Don't refuse any source of knowledge. And every source of knowledge is going to give you a special knowledge and which will make you happy, because knowledge is power. This much people understand. Knowledge is power. Why? In making you money. So, Dhritarashtra was an object of sympathy. He said, Gandhari is the greater object of sympathy. She should have used her eyes. She should have been the eyes of her husband. What she did? Simply she tied her eyes. And husband, instead of forcing her, hey, I am not able to see, at least you are going to be with me always, as my wife, as my spouse. Because he is not, he doesn't need to go to any job or employment, Raja. So you are going to be with me always, you should be my eyes. Instead of insisting, instead of forcing her to see the world properly, on behalf of him also, this fellow, another idiot, he told, I am not able to see, I am happy, you are not going to see. What nonsense it is? That I am deprived of something, I am happy, you are also deprived of that thing. Is it love or what? It is a blunder. So blunder of two idiots gave birth to 100 idiots. Mahabharata, that's a teaching. You can analyze Mahabharata in any way, you know. Our Acharya Swamiji has analyzed this. So it's a very beautiful analysis using pramana. What happened? Children, poor Duryodhana, Dushasana, did not get the compassionate eyesight of the parent. If father's eyesight, compassionate eyesight, he doesn't get, means it is okay, because nature has deprived him. But mother's compassionate eyesight is very, very, very important for a growth of a child. Child wants approval for every small action. Child wants the mother's compassionate eye, a caring eye, and it sees. It wants mother's approval. Yes, my dear, wonderful, you stood up. What you did? The child stood up, that's all. So mother should give that compassionate sight. Because these children are deprived of parents' compassionate, congratulating, approving sight. What they did? All became idiot, that's all. Understand? A lot of psychology is there. If a person refuses to use a pramana which is available for him as a gift of the law or as a gift of the nature, then he will be deprived of that particular knowledge. Therefore he is going to be an object of sympathy. Therefore when the modern society says we don't accept Veda as a primary source of knowledge, we don't bother about knowing the nature of the subject, nature of the consciousness. We are very busy with only objects, objects, objects. Then Vedic culture says Dirgha Ayushman Bhava. There also Dirgha Ayushman Bhava. Here also Dirgha Ayushman. If anybody says that five sense organs I am not going to use, what you say? Dirgha Ayushman Bhava. If anybody says Veda I am not going to use as a pramanam and I am not interested in knowing the subject, Dirgha Ayushman Bhava. Thus, making use of a pramanam is your choice. Making use of Veda pramanam is your choice. But once you have decided to make use of that Veda as pramanam, now rishis come and give a suggestion or a warning. Veda should be used only as primary pramanam. What is the difference between primary pramanam and secondary pramanam? In the last class we saw. Inference, presumption, anupalabdhi, upamana and anumana, arthapatti. These are all secondary sources of knowledge based on data provided by sense organs. So here Veda should be used as primary source. You cannot use it as secondary source. You cannot hope to verify. Why you cannot use it as secondary source? Secondary source means it is available for verification. If you infer, seeing the smoke, in the distant mountain, if you infer that parvataha vanniman, there is a fire in the mountain, that's an inference. So you can go and verify it. If you read a book about Kailash Manasarovar, that is secondary source of knowledge. You can go to Kailash and verify it by your primary source. But Veda, whatever Veda teaches, where is the question of verification? You cannot verify it. Because no other pramana can work in that. Understand? It's a unique one. You can neither verify nor reject. You cannot reject it. I told you, na? Na vittena darpaniyo manushyaha jatase hi dhruva mrityuhu. Whatever comes in this world will go away. Whatever has a beginning will have an end. This is the revelation. And you are infinite. You cannot negate it. You cannot verify it. Either by primary source or by secondary source. You can neither prove its revelation through pratyaksham or even science, nor you can disprove its revelation. Therefore, trying to verify any primary pramanam is abuse. It is like trying to verify your eyes. How you verify your eyes? Can you verify your eyes? You cannot verify. If I show that this mic has a orange color cap, how can I verify it? Whether it is orange or not, how can I verify it? I cannot verify it. That's the last word. No other pramanams has the access. So, trying to verify say, primary source is a abuse or misuse. But people, after accepting Veda as pramanam, they try to verify it. What rishis say? You can be happy with 5 sense organs in a normal way, or you can go beyond this normal life and use the 6th one also called Veda and find out the ultimate happiness. Once you have decided that Veda is a pramana, use that Veda as a pramana, then don't use it as a secondary source. Don't consider it as a Kailash Manasarovar book type. Both are words only. Understand? Both are words. The Kailash Manasarovar book is a words written by some human being. How he wrote that book? How he got that detail of Kailash? He saw. So there is a possibility for you also to see that. But Vedic words are not like that. It is Bhagavan's words. So you call it belief. We call it knowledge. If Vaidika says Veda is Bhagavan's words, modern society says it is belief. But we say it is knowledge. If when scientists say 5 sense organs are final, we Vedic people say it is belief. It is belief. And I can show you it is your wrong belief also. And you yourself accept that there is nothing called sunset, sunrise, sunset. I shows that. There is nothing called static earth. I shows that I am stable. So, scientists and the modern society consider 5 sense organs as a source of knowledge. We call their assumption as belief. Vedic people call Veda as the source of knowledge. Modern society says, scientists say, it is a belief. Understood now? This is a quarrel. And I have more advance. I have 1 point advance. In tennis they say, na? Advance. What? You have only 5, I have 6. And you can lead life, only physical life only you can lead. You cannot lead even emotional life. Your sense organs don't help you even to convey the love. Correct? Is there any sense organ to convey the love? You beat a person, you convey that you are angry. With love also you can beat, you know. Mother beats with love only, not with anger. So no sense organ can convey your emotions. So if you stick to only 5 sense organs, your life will be what? an animalistic, physical oriented life, that's all. But when I take the advantage of Veda as Pramanam, my life becomes not only, I am going to live physical life, I am also going to eat. I am also going to live physically, physical life I am going to have. But addition to that, I can have beautiful emotional life, knowledge, life of knowledge, life of truth, life of spirituality. And your life is going to end with a fear that I am dying, I am dying, I am dying. But when I use Veda as a Pramanam, I will die happily. I am not dying, I cannot die. I am not dying, I cannot die, I can say. Understand? So, taking Veda as sixth Pramanam has a great advantage, and that advantage is more available in this Punya Bhumi. Why this is called Punya Bhumi? In any culture, can you come across great Mahatmas like our culture? Maybe one or two. So this Punya Bhumi has a advantage. Very naturally you live here, and from the childhood onwards you will be given this understanding that Veda also is Pramanam. Veda cannot tell lie, because Veda is the words of the Lord. After accepting Veda as Pramanam, don't use it as a secondary source of knowledge. What is the meaning of using something as secondary source of knowledge? You try to verify it. That's called using it as secondary source. You try to verify your inference. You try to verify your presumptions. Correct? Similarly, you try to verify the teaching of Veda also. So, our Vedic rishis give a warning or a suggestion that don't use it as a secondary source of knowledge. Neither you can verify it, nor you can negate it, nor there is a need to prove it. None of the Pramanams, five primary, five secondary, which we saw in the last class, can function in the field of Veda. Mystical experiences, Samadhi Anubhava, visions, none of them can verify the Vedic knowledge. Suppose Veda says you are Brahman. Can any experience will prove that you are Brahman? You tell. Many people claim like that. I saw Brahman. Hey, if you saw Brahman, who is the seer? Who is the seer? And Brahman is defined as how? Conscious entity. If the seen item is conscious entity, who is the seer? There cannot be two conscious entity. And Jada also doesn't have the capacity to see the consciousness. So, never say, I saw consciousness. I saw this form, that form, you say. I saw Rama, I saw Krishna, you can say. But never say, I saw consciousness. So, you cannot verify by mystical experiences, by visions. Without knowing this impossibility of, what is that impossibility? You cannot verify it. Like you cannot verify the color shown by the eyes. Similarly, Vedic teaching can never be verified. But without knowing this impossibility, in Vedic culture itself, there are three groups. First is Karmakandin. Karmakandin accepts a ritualistic portion of Veda. He accepts the existence of God, existence of Punya, Papa, Swarga, Naraka, everything he accepts. He doesn't verify. He doesn't sit in Samadhi or he doesn't do any special thing to verify whether God is there or not. After knowing that God is there, only I can do some ritual. After knowing that this ritual is going to give that benefit, after verifying only I can do. But he doesn't try to verify it. He doesn't try to verify it. He swallows as it is. How you know that there is a God? Veda told. How you know that there is Punyam and Papam? Veda says. How you know that there is a Naraka and Swarga? Veda says. That's our last final word. This is his attitude. He accepts the connection between visible action, rituals, and the invisible phala. So you do ritual here, and you are, if you do Ashwamedha Yaga, you are assured that you will get the Swarga. How you know? So he accepts that invisible connection also. What is the connection between Vrishti Yaga and the rain? There is a Vrishti Yaga. Rain Yaga it is called. So you finish, the moment you finish it, rain has to come, comes, generally it comes. If it doesn't come, there is no problem with regard to the ritual, problem with regard to the mantra. That fellow might have put Pan Bida and instead of telling that mantra properly, some other way, wrong way, he would have told. Therefore, phala is present. So what is the connection between this Yaga and the, and what is the connection between Yaga and getting child? In Veda we come across, in our Vedic culture we come across, so many people got child by rituals. Even Rama was Putra Kameshti Yaga it is called. Rama was born out of this Yaga only. Draupadi was born out of Yaga only. Drishtadyumna was from Yaga. Shukacharya from Yaga. Direct, no medium of a womb of the mother. Direct. So how, what is the connection between this act, particular action and this particular mantra, this particular type of ritual and the result? He simply says, Veda says. That's the last word, I cannot verify it. Correct? So we are very happy because yes, that much Shraddha, that much knowledge. Shraddha means what? Knowledge. Never consider it as faith. It is knowledge. Knowledge about the mechanism of pramanam, mechanism of source of knowledge. So, with regard to Karma Kanda, he is 100% acceptance. And he comes to Jnana Kanda or Upanishad, he rejects totally Jnana Kanda. When Jnana Kanda says, Upanishad says, there is a Brahman, he asks for verification. When Veda told that there is a God, there is a heaven, he did not ask for any verification. When the same Veda, in the form of Upanishad, when it says, you are that God, he says, how can I believe? It is called a half acceptance, half rejection. Ardhanda Nyaya they call it. You know Ardhanda Nyaya? Anda means egg. So one fellow says, Ardhandam Pachanaya, Ardhandam Prasavaya. Keep half egg for my omelette. Tiffin. Bread omelette. Keep half egg for Prasavaya. Prasavaya means what? Hatch. For hatching, you keep off egg. For eating, you keep off egg. Possible? So it will not work. What is the result of this attitude, that partial acceptance and a partial rejection? What is the result of this attitude? Anxiety. You have to be anxious whether your yaga is okay or not. Unless result comes, you don't know whether it is okay or not. Correct? Unless result comes, you don't know whether it is okay or not. You don't have any other indication. Shastra says it will come. When it will come? If it is a yaga for the sake of heaven, after death only it will come. And you cannot go and ask Indra, hey, like this, Indra will tell, you might have put a Pan Bida and you might have told a mantra. Wrong you. Therefore only you are. Understand? So anxiety, will I get? Anxiety. Then second group is there, which uses the Veda as secondary source. Modern Astika. They are Astika. But modern. What do you mean by modern? With regard to Karma Kanda and with regard to Jnana Kanda, for everything he wants a proof. That old Karma Kandin, with regard to Karma Kanda, ritualistic portion, he doesn't want any proof. Understand? He accepts it. But this fellow, modern Astika, when Shastra says, do this yaga, you will get rain. So he creates a lab, an atmosphere of lab. So Veda has told, this yaga will produce rain. So he creates an atmosphere called lab type. Then he arranges and he tries to perform it. And he sees whether rain comes or not. There are so many foundations in the name of religion meant for this. Testing the Veda. You cannot test it. It is very basis what? It is apaurusha. So why this type of rectangular yaga pita should be there? Why not square? Why not round? They ask all these questions. Why not Shani Bhagavan should be given only black cloths? Why not white cloth? If you go to worship Shani Bhagavan, you have to give black cloth only. So what is the connection of this black color and white color and Shani Bhagavan? Why that Shani Bhagavan should be given only till? Why not Godi? Why not Paddy? Huge money is spent. If you go to Uttarakhand, they are called modern Astikas. He tries to verify the benefit of every ritual and tries to say science also accepts this. Science, we don't want this acceptance of science at all. Science is very inferior to us. We don't want it. But this fellow, out of ignorance, he tries to get certificate from scientific methods. Hey, scientific method means what? Sense organ methods. Understand? Scientific method means what? Method arrived by sense organ. We have already proved the knowledge revealed by sense organ cannot be taken as 100% truth. He already proved. Science also says. But this man tries to verify everything. Why ghee alone should be put? Why not coconut oil? Yes. What is the connection between the particular ritual and the result? So he can never get a proper valid answer because all are apaurusheya. Therefore, what is his problem? He'll be always skeptic only, trying to verify the validity of rituals. And the problem is, without having shraddha, you do any ritual, it will not work. So how you do ritual? With a verifying idea. The very beginning is what? Skepticism. Not having shraddha. So you have not got the shraddha in Veda, so you start doing something. Certainly it will not work. Correct? If you have shraddha, there is no need for verification. If you verify, it will not work. So what will be your condition? Waste of money and time. Understand? Therefore, he is always in dilemma. Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it right? Is it wrong? And with regard to Jnanakanda, he is not sure whether Atma is there or not. Whether it is Atma is product of something or part of something or identified with something called Brahman. Whether it is a product of Brahman or part of Brahman or one with the Brahman, he is not able to understand. Whether moksha, freedom is here or after going to, because everything he needs verification, the verifying attitude will not go. So naturally, he is not sure about anything. Chachudi type wala, this wala is chachudi. Chachudi means what? All vegetables they put, all vegetables they put and make one particular vegetable. Avial, in Kerala they call it avial, in West Bengal they call it chachudi. You cannot name it with particular vegetable. So you cannot identify this fellow, whether this fellow is Vaidika or Avaidika, Nastika or Astika. This way Nastika, that way Astika. One day Basma, another day Nama, third day jeans pant. So he is not within this, but he says, we are from great family. Then another third category is there. Neo-Vedantins they are called. Neo-Vedantins. First is Karmakandi. He accepts 100% Karmakanda, 100%, rejects 100% Jnanakanda. Correct? Second fellow doesn't accept Karmakanda totally or Jnanakanda. He wants verification for everything. The third person is Neo Vedantin. He accepts Karmakanda 100%. He's called Neo Vedantin. He says God is there. Punyam, Papam, Naraka, Swarga, everything is a fact. But when Veda says there is a Brahman and that Brahman is you, he says, what is the proof? Where is the proof? He doesn't sit in Samadhi, Aryan, meditation to verify whether God is there or not. But when Veda says you are that God, he says, how can I believe that I am God? I know that I am not God. So he tries to verify that Jnanakanda portion and he accepts a Advaitam as a teaching of Vedanta. But he wants to validate that teaching. He wants to prove that Advaitam through Nirvikalpaka Samadhi and meditation, through mystical experiences. What he thinks, this Neo Vedantin thinks, that I got knowledge from the scripture, but that knowledge is only intellectual knowledge. That knowledge is intellectual knowledge. It's an information given by the Vedanta. I should realize that Brahman. What is his word? I should realize that Brahman. Where? In Nirvikalpa Samadhi. So Vedanta said, you can never verify. You can never verify whether Brahman is there or not. Because that verifier is Brahman. One who sits for verifying is not available for verification. The subject is always subject. The object is always object. When you struggle to verify, that means what? You want to make Brahman as an object. Brahman can never be an object. And what he ends, how he ends, you know, the struggle. So he tries in his own way. Finally, some experience will come. Light, flash of light, kundalini rising, something will come. He says, I got. What you got? What you got? I got verification. What you got? I saw Brahman. Who saw that? Who saw that? Seer and the seen can never be the same. Seer must be the different from the seen object. And if Brahman is the seen entity, it is an object. Who is the subject? So you can never verify. Vedanta says, don't try. It's a useless struggle. Sitting in Nirvikalpa Samadhi and trying to, you sit for Nirvikalpa Samadhi for peace of mind. That is different. You sit for meditation. Samadhi means what? Meditation. You sit for meditation. Either you will get peace of mind or your family members will get peace of mind. Yes, you don't trouble them at that particular time. But don't sit in meditation to verify whether Veda is right or not, whether Vedanta is right or not, whether Brahman is there or not. Don't verify, try to verify. It is not possible for you. So you cannot use Vedanta as secondary pramanam. Nirvikalpa Samadhi cannot validate Advaitam. If Nirvikalpa Samadhi can validate Advaitam, who has discovered this technique called Nirvikalpa Samadhi, you know? Patanjali Muni. In Patanjali Yoga Shastra only, this Nirvikalpa Samadhi topic comes very elaborate. So if Nirvikalpa Samadhi can verify whether there is Advaitam or not. Advaitam means what? Unity or not. Is there any unity between me and the Brahman or not? He should have come with a knowledge that there is unity, only one thing. What is his philosophy, you know? There is two things, he says. His philosophy is not Advaitam. It is Dvaitam. At least he should have got that Advaitam. Nah? Our methods might have been wrong. When we sit in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, we might have missed something. And the propounder should have that Advaitam experience. Na? Correct? What he comes says out after coming out of Nirvikalpa Samadhi, what he says, you know, the reality is two. For him, the reality is two. For Veda, the reality is one. The reality revealed by Vedanta is what? There is Advaitam, Mega Nanasti Kinchana. There is nothing called second entity. You are that. So how can you verify it? So how can you depend upon this Samadhi? Because the founder himself did not get the proper result. Then where is the question of you getting that? So mystical experience cannot prove the existence of Brahman. Anything you see in that experience cannot be Brahman. It is another object of your experience. Na idam yaditam upasate. Very clearly Vedanta says. Have you seen anything? Yes, it is not Brahman. Yes. Have you seen anything? Have you seen God? Yes, it is not God. Why? The seer is the God. You have seen the one of the forms of the God. Understood? All mystic visions of Mahatmas are not final word. Don't get carried away and don't try for that. If it comes nicely, freely, no problem. It will come automatically, you know. If your life is pure, it will come automatically. You need not bother about it. But bother about purifying your mind. Bother about gaining this knowledge through Vedanta Vichara. You don't try there. Their frustration will be the end. So daily kelta enappa banta illri ivathen nala nala kelta nala idu kelta avan 90 year old you are then they kelta yen prayojanam manevare helta divasa meditation la kutkoltiru ondu divasa varala nodi naan meditation e madala nan kanas la yavu bartha idare bhagavan comes in my dream. Bhagavan came in the dream of Maricha, you know. Visions are not the criterion. Mystical experiences are not the criteria. Nor Nirvikalpa Samadhi to validate Vedanta. To validate Vedanta, if you need one more proof, how will prove that proof has validation? You want to validate Vedanta by some experience. Now I ask the question, what is the proof that experience here is a proper experience or mental aberration? So to prove Vedanta, you need one mystical experience. To prove that mystical experience is right, you need another mystical experience. Where it will end? It will end anavastha dosha, it is called. It is like telling, I am not able to accept that eyes are proper, so I want proof. So you say, I sat in meditation and the proof came, whatever I show, that orange color mic, that is the meditation says. Then I will ask them, what is the proof for that meditation experience is right, you tell. Understand? So you will never have an end for that. It's an eternal trip. Our Acharya Swamiji used to say, if you want to go to an eternal spiritual trip, journey, you go to this line. Otherwise, try to understand what does Veda means. What does Vedanta means? Vedanta is not a book giving you informations about God. It is Pramanam asking you to understand that you are that God. Rejecting you as God, you go on struggle to get that God, you will never come across God. How? Because the struggling wala is God. How you will get it? Understand? And if you say that I am not able to accept myself as God, Swamiji, you say I am good man, that is I accept. How can I accept myself as God? Then we ask, you tell, what is the reason you don't accept that you are God, you are not God? You tell. So you will tell, I am 5 feet 6 inches, I am stout, my wife is troubling, children are troubling, I don't have bank balance. These are all list he will tell. One by one list you have to reject. Hey idiot, this is not the thing what he told. Vedanta told, reject, reject, reject. Then finally you say, you have no other way to say other than I am that. There is no other possibility. Even Bhagavan cannot say that I am not that. Bhagavan don't say. Bhagavan only says through Vedanta, you are that. Vedanta is nothing but Bhagavan's words only. So Vaidika, who accepts Veda Pramanam, should understand that Veda is primary source of knowledge. He cannot reject one portion as apramanam. He cannot consider one portion as secondary pramanam. Some consider as secondary pramanam. Some reject as one portion. Like that, varieties of problems are there. He cannot try to verify the Vedic teaching by another source, whether it is primary source called sense organs or secondary source called inference and upamana and other things. He should understand that Veda deals in a unique field of infinite. It is impossible to verify or negate or prove its revelations through any method. Either accept totally or reject totally. One eye you accept as pramanam, another eye you don't accept. Can you do it? Whatever I see by right eyes, that is correct. Whatever I see by left eye, that is not. Can you say? Because it is right eye, therefore right. No, you cannot accept halfway. Either reject or accept totally. Partial acceptance and partial rejection will not benefit you. this understanding that Veda is the primary source, there is no other possibility of knowing anything about God, anything about my after the physical departure, there is no other possible source, is called Shraddha. Knowledge, you understand? What is the meaning of Shraddha? That knowledge that there is no other possibility other than this. And that teaching revealed by Veda is unverifiable, unnegatable, not necessary to prove. If this knowledge is there, this conviction is there in any mind, we call that mind as Shraddhava. Understand? So therefore only Bhagavan says, a person who has the knowledge of mechanism of how pramanams work, how Veda works as a pramanam, he is called Shraddhavan in Veda. If he has knowledge about five sense organs, he is Shraddhavan with regard to five sense organs. If the same conviction comes with regard to Veda, he is called Vedic Shraddhavan. If that person is Vedic Shraddhavan, Labhade Jnana. But unfortunately, Vedas are in the form of words, in the form of sounds, and you cannot get it directly. Somebody must be there to operate, to analyze, to explain to you. That's why Shraddha always translated as Guru Shastra Vakyeshu Satya Buddhi. It is Satyam. Whatever Shastra says is Satyam. Whatever Guru says is Satyam. That Buddhi is called Shraddha. Why here Guru is added suddenly? So far you are talking about only Shastra, Shastra. Now suddenly you have added Guru. Why Guru is added? Because Shastra is in the form of words. Somebody, some conscious entity should be there to operate that words. Suppose Guru doesn't use Veda. No use in. Because Guru cannot know anything without Veda. And Veda is there, Guru is not there. Then also no use. Because somebody must be there to use it that way. Always they will say, Shraddha means Guru Shastra, Guru Shastra. Because one cannot be without the another. So, for a seeker who has this knowledge about the Pramanam, about the Veda Pramanam, Atma Jnanam is Karatala Amalakavatu. No person can contradict this understanding. Can anyone can come and argue with us? We'll smash all their arguments. No scientist can argue, no atheist can argue with us. No, they can never say that your Veda is wrong. I will ask how you know. He will say something. And I will prove that it doesn't have any access to Vedic teaching. Understand? So this conviction is called Shraddha. And in olden days, this conviction was given in the Gurukula when they were children. It is easy to understand. Normal thing it is. 2 hours I am talking as a big thing. It is very normal. What is that condition? Knowledge is unique. Field is unique. Knowledge cannot be negatable. That's all. These criterions are fulfilled, means that is the primary source. Sense organs fulfill this criteria, therefore sense organs are primary source. Veda also fulfills that criteria, therefore Veda also is primary source. Simple knowledge. It comes in the childhood, because childhood is innocent and it has a clean slate called mind, pure mind. But now, third age onwards, we have heard all your rishis are idiots, they are all tribals. They have written, like that they write in the books also. Tribals, and they are selfish, they have divided the humanity in the name of caste, like that something wrong thing only, especially this Indian secular education, you hear all these things, so mind is full of prejudices, it is not able to see the facts. We don't say you believe us, we don't say, we say you think, you think, if you declare yourself a thinking being, think, but you cannot beat us in thinking. We go beyond all thinking, your levels. Last class I told, na, what is the proof that this world exists? Scientists are afraid of this question. What is the proof that this five sense organs are the final word? Scientists are afraid of this question. They say it is a question itself, I cannot hear. Because they don't have any proof. Simply they accept it. So, Bhagavan says, Shraddhavan labhade jnanam. Person, if he has this knowledge, that Veda is Pramanam, certainly he gains that knowledge. There are two other criteria which is going to be in the form of individual qualification, Tatparatvam and Sai and Edriyatvam. Bhagavan would say, if any person is committed for this knowledge, if any person has restrained his sense organs and mind, and if he has that Shraddha, he will gain this knowledge. Those details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmani Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo.